Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
Everybody, welcome to the Michael Steele podcast and this quick take on Michael Steele. And, I just need to take a moment or two to sort of assess, decompress, put into context what the hell's been happening in this country, especially in the last 10 days. It's been emotional, but it's been significant. And I think it's time to sort of step back and sort of do a 360, you know, top-down review, and I can't think of anyone better to help me sort of process all of this than my good friend, none other than Rick Unger. I am so happy Rick could join us for this quick take. You know him, folks. He is the host of The Rick Unger Show, which is doing exceedingly well. And he's also my former co-host on SiriusXM, Steele and Unger. He was the heart, the brain, the soul of the operation. I just showed up every day and just kind of sat in the chair. And Rick would.
Now.
Look, Rick did all the work. There's no doubt about that. This boy would come in with reams of papers. Stacks of papers about the stuff that we were going to talk about. And Rick, I wanted to just take this moment and help us contextualize what we've seen with our eyes, heard with our ears, felt with our hearts over the last 10 days or so.
Well, I just want to say at the outset, Michael, that it makes all the sense in the world that if you want to put this experience in context, you would turn to the old white guy, right? Because we are certainly the ones that understand it.
Right, exactly.
I got to tell you, I'm looking at what I'm looking at, and all I keep feeling is I'm watching a rerun. And, you know, I make fun of the fact that I'm no youngster. I've been around a long time. But the truth is, I remember quite vividly the experiences in the 60s, the urban uprisings that took place then. I certainly remember what happened in 1992 in Los Angeles. I was there. And what is so disturbing to me, with the exception maybe of a few changes where back in the 60s, you had people trying to blame outside communist agitators for what was happening. Well, there were not outside communist agitators. Today, though, we want to blame the far right extremist and the far left extremist. And I'm sure there's some of that there. But it's a way for people to miss the point, just as it was a way for people to miss the point back in the 60s. The only other difference that I see, when you look at what sparked the unrest back in the 60s, up until the time when Martin Luther King was killed and the uprisings that came from that, it wasn't black Americans being killed by police. They were being hassled by police. They were occasionally being brutalized by police, being beaten up, but they were not putting their knees on their neck and suffocating them, which leads me to ask the question, have we made progress or is it just now getting worse?
Well, and I think that's a big part of it, generationally speaking, for sure. When you talk about how the black folk, the black community had to deal with a lot of these issues back in the day versus how this newer generation is seeing it unfold in front of them. Al Sharpton, in his eulogy for George Floyd, made note of the fact that the knee on the neck is really a symbolism of the kind of oppression and frustration and the general tension between blacks and whites since the founding of the country. And so it's taken a lot of different forms. And I think that's one of the things that I find really interesting about this moment is, in some sense, finally, white America is beginning to see what black folks have been saying for 400 years.
Maybe.
And we don't know if that's foolproof. We don't know. You're right. It is a big maybe, because we don't know if that's being really absorbed into their skin, if you will, in a way that they can really see it. Yes, I'm upset because I see what happened on the video. It's disturbing. But how much change are you willing to make? And for me, Ricky, and you and I've had this conversation, a lot of this goes to, are you really ready to have the conversation?
Right.
Do you really want to know what I don't like about you? And because I want to know what you don't like about me. Because all of this other stuff, you can regulate the hell out of the police. You can send them out there with feathers and a whistle. And that's it. And I will tell you, there will be the same level of tension and conflict because you're not systemically dealing with what's underneath, what's driving that particular officer. What do you see when you see this young black man in front of you?
Well, and the third question I would add to that, Michael, I certainly agree with your two, is if you're willing to have the conversation, are you willing to actually make the changes that need to be made? Look, I mean, I've been referring a lot this week, and I'll just say it in a nutshell. Back in 1967, President Johnson, having been plagued by all of these problems that were happening, or as he perceived them as problems in the black community, he finally had to appoint a commission to look into it, a blue ribbon panel. You remember those?
Oh, yeah.
He called it the Kerner Commission. It was called the Kerner Commission, and they blew everybody's mind. Why? Because what we expected of them was another government commission. Nobody's going to notice. They actually came out and said the problem that exists in the black community is white racism. They said it. They put it in their paper. So aware were people of this. The Kerner Report sold 2 million copies to the public. It was published. It was that big. It also made recommendations that you go back and look at it today and you go, you know, if we had done those things, we'd be living in a very different America. So while people were interested, 2 million of them were willing to buy the book, nobody was really willing to do the work to change.
But that goes to my point. That's you just actually set up the point perfectly, because even when you do have the acknowledgement of the thing,
yeah, they won't do anything.
And the question is, it goes beyond the willingness to do it. I cannot do a thing or be a part of something with you if I don't feel you. If I'm just not, right. I'm just not on that same page with you. I don't like you. There's something about you. I mean, we all have that person in the office who's a royal pain in the behind, and you just don't want anything to do with them.
Yeah, well, that was you.
That was me. Exactly. Yeah. So that's now writ large, right? But it's infused with race. And so, you know, going back to the point I was making about the cop with the feather, if that cop was raised in a household to look at black people a certain way, he's going to carry that into that relationship, into the context of that encounter. So it doesn't matter whether he has a feather or not. His animosities are already taught. They're now deeply a part of him.
Yeah.
And that's what you need to get into. I've kind of been asking the question this week, you know, to tell me why, when you see me walking down the street, do you cross to the other side? Because I want to know what that's about. What motivated you to do that? You pass everybody else on the street, but when you see me, you cross the other side, to the other side.
In your case, it's the bald head and the beard.
It is that. It is that, for sure. I get
but
it.
But for other black men in America, it's a different story.
It's a different story. But the reality of it is, the reality then becomes, why is it when I'm in Central Park birdwatching and I see you violating the law, right? Because the sign says leash your dog. And I say to you, man, would you leash your dog? You immediately get on the phone and call the cops and tell them I'm threatening you, screaming it into the phone. So that's what we need to get into. I mean, and this white woman, Amy Cooper, who did this.
And who is the luckiest white woman in America, because that story went away so quick because of what happened, right.
Well, yeah. She lost her job and other things, but still.
She should have lost more than that. It was so despicable what she did.
But here's the rub. You know, she thought she could get away with it, number one. Number two, if there was not, if Mr. Cooper hadn't no relation, hadn't been filming what was happening, Christian Cooper hadn't been feeling what was happening to him, there would have been no record. So the cops would have shown up. It would have been her word against his. And we know how that's going to play
out. Exactly.
And this was a young woman. This wasn't someone who's in her 80s or 70s who, like us, go back to the 1960s and remember what that day was like. She was a young woman. So what was she taught? What has she learned about black people that makes her believe that not only could she say that, but she could get away with doing it?
It is the right question. I hope that we get back to focus on that. You know, we really did lose some focus on it because of what happened to George Floyd. But that experience, and it was just made so bizarre because it turns out that Mr. Cooper, they happen to have the same last name. Yeah, he's a real threat with his Harvard degree,
right?
You know?
Right. And his binoculars for his birds.
Yeah. I mean, this highly educated, well-spoken man, which you hear very clearly on the tape. And it was really profoundly disturbing. And I'm going to be honest with you, Michael, that young woman is Jewish. And it bothered me immensely as a Jew.
Right.
That's what was happening. We are supposed to know better. We've been kicked out of every decent country in the world.
Yes, this is
and
true.
Here she is behaving that way with a black man who's just asking her to follow the law.
Right. And again, that speaks more to her whiteness than her Judaism. Yeah.
They both should have come into play.
So one more quick take from you, Rick, on the president's comments in which jobs reports come out this week. 2.5 million Americans got their jobs back. So the unemployment rate dropped to 13.3%. Still ticked up in the black community.
Yes, it did.
The president says during a 40-minute screed that George Floyd, would be smiling, is in heaven smiling, looking down at us smiling because of the good unemployment numbers. 2.5 million Americans. All right, so.
You have a problem with that?
Rick, I'll just let you have at that one first.
I mean, come on, what's your problem?
Before I give my quick take on that shit.
Because I'm sure that George Floyd, like all Americans, have exceedingly wonderful days if they're alive because the unemployment number ticks down to 13.5%.
Right.
What an unbelievable thing for him to say. I mean, I almost don't know how to put it in words that any human being, forget that he's the president, even forget that he's Donald Trump,
right,
and everything that comes with that. Mr. Floyd is up in heaven smiling down at us because unemployment ticked down. This is one screwed up dude.
Yeah. Now, and that's my takeaway from that, that if you don't understand or get who Donald Trump is,
that'll do it.
And what he represents, that's it right there. That at the end of the day, in the midst of all that is happening, that this man wastes our time to tell us that the individual who he effectively mocked this past week when he trashed and moved the police against peaceful protesters who were protesting in George Floyd's name, out of Lafayette Park to so he could stand and hold a prop called the Bible in his hands. If you don't know, now you know exactly what he is.
The tragedy is those people who, for reasons that I don't pretend to understand, who continue to support everything this president does and says, they will not know.
They will not know. Folks, this time is more than a notion. And I'm telling folks, take the partisan blinders off, put the American blinders on, and understand this is about our country and about who we are. This is about our freedom and our future. And the only thing between that freedom and this future is a man called Donald Trump. All right, folks, that does it for this quick take. I'm so happy my brother Rick Unger of The Rick Unger Show dropped by to spend a few moments with us here on the Michael Steele Podcast Quick Take. Thank you so much, Rick.
Always one of the most fun things I get to do.
All right,
thanks,
folks,
for having me.
You got it. All right, folks, that does it for this quick take. Don't forget to check us out on Stitcher, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast on. Do that download thing, you know, and throw in a few of those stars. We love the stars. I'll catch you guys next time. Be safe out there.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy is putting the personal care back in healthcare. We know you by name, not by refill number. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Everyone loses golf balls, even the pros. When you need golf balls, go to LostGolfBalls.com, the world's largest inventory of used golf balls. All the top brands, in stock, 50% off retail. LostGolfBalls.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.